今天是复活节。
Today is Easter.
人死了，通常都是一切的结束。
When a person died, usually it means the end of everything.
人死了，好像是一切希望的消灭。
And death often represents the end of all hope.
但是耶稣基督死了，他却带来复活。
But after Jesus has died, he brought back resurrection and hope.
不单是他自己复活，他也是相信他的人有机会复活。
Not only that he resurrected, but he also gave us the hope that whoever believes in him can be resurrected.
所以耶稣的复活是改变历史的唯一的一个重要的事件。
So this is one of the most important event in human history.
那影响了我们的生命，影响了我们人类的前途。
It affects all our lives and affects the future of human race.
我们人天不怕，地不怕，最怕就是死。
People are not afraid of anything except death.
北方的人最怕就是广东人讲官话。
The Chinese are saying that the northerner cannot stand the Cantonese people trying to speak Mandarin.
那其实我们每一个人怕的就是死亡。
But ultimately, we are afraid of death.
因为死亡结束一切。
Death can end everything.
那在圣经有两本书谈论死亡，谈论的非常的多。
In the Bible, the two books talk about death a lot.
第一本就是这个约伯记。
One is the book of Job.
所以在约伯记里头，约伯受苦，所以那个死亡的阴影天天围绕着他。
In the book of Job, he was suffering, and the shadow of death covers him throughout the book.
另外一本是传道书，因为传道书讲到人生虚空的时候。最后他发现死亡基本上把人的一切都做一个段落。
The second book is Ecclesiastics. It talks about the emptiness of life and how death could end everything.
在传道书第三章十九到二十节有这样的一段记载。
In Ecclesiastics chapter 3 verses 19 it says,
因为世人遭遇的兽也遭遇，所遭遇的都是一样，这个怎么死，那个也怎么死，气息都是一样，人不能强以兽，都是虚空，都归于土，都是出于尘土，也都归于尘土。
Verse 19, men's fate is like that of the animals. The same fate awaits them both. As one dies, so dies the other. All have the same breath.Man has no advantage over the animal. Everything is meaningless.
我们人总觉得自己比动物好。
Often we think we're more superior than animals.
比这些动物都聪明，都了不起。
We're smarter and better than animals.
那么人跟狗、跟猫、跟猪、跟老鼠有什么不同呢？
What's the difference between men versus dogs or cats or pigs and mouse?
不同的太多了。
There are many, many differences.
我们可以念书，但是猪不会念书。
We can study, pigs cannot study.
但是讲吃，我们又输给猪。
But we talk about eating, we may not be as good as pigs.
但是你发现，其实动物有一些地方真的是超越我们。
But we can see that animals in some areas actually are superior than human beings.
那个狗比我们人忠心。
Dogs often is more loyal than men.
这些飞鸟有时候他们还懂得怎么回家。
And birds can find their way in their migration.
但是如果你把所有的这些生物放在一起的时候，你发觉他们都有一个共同的命运。就是死亡。
When you put all these animals together, there's a common fate, which is death.
我们人啊，能够活到九十岁了不起了。
Man, if you can live up to 90, it's already very good.
所以 Ron San 弟兄，你知道我们多么羡慕你吗
？So very envious of Brother Ron San.
还有那些伯母，八十岁 我们多么羡慕你们八十几岁。
We're envious of some of the elder brothers and sisters here.
我不能一提你们的名字，你们都是我们所尊敬、所羡慕的人，能够活得这么长远。
That we respect you and we are envious of your long life.
那虽然我们的人生常可以活到八九十岁。有时候还比不上那只乌龟。
Even though sometimes we can live to 80s or 90s, but we don't live as long as a turtle, for example.
有时我在这个图上这个动物园里头看到几只大乌龟，它们最少有150岁。
Once Reverend Liu went to visit the zoo in Tucson and saw these huge turtles that live up to 150 years old.
我想哪一个教会？有150岁的那些家乐团契，我一定来支持。
If there's a church with Caleb Fellowship with brothers and sisters live up to 150, then Reverend Liu will come visit and support them.
我们人就像动物一样，我们会死亡。
Man is just like animal, we all die.
最后你发现都是虚空。
And it's emptiness.
最后我们都回到尘土。
Toward the end, we go back to become dust.
我们从一个活生生的人。这么有智慧人，最后摆在尘土里头，就跟那些渣土差不多一模一样。
You may be very smart, you may be accomplished much in your life, but after you die, you bury and turn to dust, just like the animals.
我们曾经一度有的那种经历，变成枯干。
Our experience become meaningless.
风一吹，就不见。
The wind will blow and the dust will scattered.
所以死亡可以结束一切。
So death seems to conclude everything.
所以我常常在想，为什么我们要拼命工作去赚钱呢？最后是什么都也不能带走。
Often we think, why do we work so hard to make so much money? At the end, we cannot bring anything.
为什么在意住这一区，住那一区，死的时候哪一区都是一样？
Why do we bother? We live in this area or live in that territory. After we die, it means nothing.
所以有时候想到这些事情的时候，你发现死亡。真的成为我们人生一个很大的讽刺。
So you think about it, death is indeed a great irony.
今天我还说我多么了不起，明天死了也就完了。
Today you may say, oh, I'm so great, I have accomplished so much, and the next day you died, and then it's gone.
但是我们不是说天天活在世界上都要去想死，结果很担心自己会死。但是因为都担心死，结果真的死了。
But we don't want to live our lives every day thinking about death, and we don't want to worry about death, and indeed that we could die.
我知道有一些人本来他不死，就是因为太怕死，结果真的死了。
We know someone who's afraid of death so much that they end up dying.
我们不能过这样的生活，我们就像。很好，很正面，好像前面就是我们的日子，这种方式去生活。
We can't always live very positively either. We can't just live like there's always hope and we can live forever.
但是圣经说这也是一种愚昧的人生观啊。
So this is also a foolishness according to Bible.
不了解现实。
If you don't understand the reality.
不知道将来是要死的。
If you don't understand in the future that you could die.
什么时候我们被逼到要想死亡呢，就是当苦难临到我们的时候。
Only when we're suffering and we're persecuted that you may think about death.
我们都很喜欢看医生，好像叫医生，我们都很喜欢看的。
Many of us like to go see physicians.
但是你知道，他们有时候会带给我们好消息，也会带给我们坏消息。
But the physician can give you good news, but can also give you bad news.
等下他一检查说，哎，刘牧师，你还有三个月。
You may say, Reverend Liu, you only have 3 months left.
我本来昨天还跟他一同去吃大餐，很喜乐，一个人生还有很长的日子。他跟我说三个月，哎呀，苦难临到我的身上。
So yesterday, you may going out, enjoying a huge meal, enjoying your life, and then now you get the news that you only have 3 months left.
所以有时候。我们一下子发现一些问题。
And suddenly, you have to face this problem.
有一些病，
face,
这很难医治。
Illness, many illness cannot be healed.
或者有一些受伤是没有办法痊愈的。
Some trauma cannot be healed.
或者我们一些损失是永远再找不回来的。
Some loss cannot be replaced.
真的很不容易。
Indeed, it's very difficult.
哎，我最近就看到，我们知道最近有几件很大的事情，我们全世界人都注意，一个就是马航370。
And recently we have seen several worldwide events, for example, the Malaysian flight 370.
我最近讲到的时候，人家介绍我说刘牧师从马来西亚来的。
Some people introduced Reverend Liu recently and said he's from Malaysia.
哎，我站上讲台，我第一样事情说，我跟马航没有关系。
The first thing he said is I have nothing to do with the flight in Malaysia.
哎呀，我们很同情那些家人，当他们找不回他们丧失的爸爸妈妈、妻子、丈夫、儿女的时候，那种失望、那种苦难，真的是没有办法去体会。
We have great sympathy for the families of the people on the flight because the disappointment and the sadness of people who lost their families indeed is very difficult to comprehend.
那上个礼拜那个船翻的时候，哎呀，300多个学生因为去 field trip， 结果能救的只有很少的部分。
And last week we heard about a Korean cruise ship that sunk, and almost more than 300 students were on the boat.
那个副校长自己能够逃出来，但是他说 I saved myself， 我救自己，我不能救我的学生，结果他把自己吊死了。
The vice principal, even though he was rescued, he was filled with guilt. He said I cannot save anyone else, and he ended up committed suicide.
苦难折磨人。
Suffering tortured him.
我们每个人都有一些苦难。
Many, every one of us have our own suffering.
有大的，有小的。
A great suffering, a small suffering.
有过去的，有今天的，将来一定会有。
The suffering in the past, the suffering in the present, and we know that we have suffering in the future.
所以耶伯受一连串的苦难，但是他没有解办法去理解为什么这些事临到我的身上。
In the book of Job, he has suffered much, but he could not understand why these things happened to him.
每一个受苦的人都会问一个问题， why? Why? 为什么？
Everyone who suffers often asks this question, why?
第二个问题是 why me? 为什么是我？
And the second question, why me?
第三个问题， why not him?
The third question, why not him?
因为这个人比我更不好，更糟糕，为什么苦难不临到他的身上，竟然临到我的身上？
That person is worse than me. Is more evil than me. How come suffering came to me instead?
第四个问题就是说 ，Why God？ 神啊，为什么
？The fourth question we often ask: Why God？
所以耶伯记就在这种问自己：为是我的问题吗？是他的问题吗？是我祖宗的问题吗？是我儿女的问题吗？还是神你有自己的旨意？人都要苦难中都要明白。
So Job asked his question: Is it because of me? Is it because of someone else? Is it because of my ancestors? Is it because of my descendants? Is it because of God's will? What was the question?
苦难很难明白的。
Suffering is difficult to comprehend.
不一定要去问什么答案。
We don't need to ask too many questions.
因为是没有答案的。
Because often there's none.
我们读约伯记的人最后都不知道，我们读约伯记的人知道约伯为什么受苦，但是约伯还有他的朋友都不知道为什么约伯受苦。
For us who reading the book of Job, we can understand why Job was suffering, but for Job and his friends, they did not understand.
因为圣经一开始就让我们知道这个是撒旦的攻击，但是耶伯不知道。
In the beginning of the book, it says it was because of attack of Satan, so we can understand that, but Job did not know that.
他的朋友也不知道。
His friends did not know that.
然后神向他启示的时候，神也没有告诉他为什么受苦。
And when God revealed himself to Job, he actually did not explain that to Job either.
这苦难折磨人。
Suffering tortures people.
而且一个人受苦的时候，他很靠近死亡。
When a person is suffering, it's often close to death.
所以一个人受苦的时候，他倾向死亡的可能性是很高的。
When a person is suffering, he's drawn close to death.
所以你知道吗？最近 New Jersey 的州长，上任的州长，这个两个月的时候，两个月前的时候 ，New Jersey 的前任的州长，他的儿子30几岁，也是那种 depression， 最后就自杀了。
2 months ago, the previous governor of New Jersey, his son, who was in his 30s, committed suicide.
我们也知道那个标杆人生的作者 Rick Warren， 他的儿子因为 depression， 他也自杀了。
We also know that Pastor Rick Warren's son committed suicide.
如果我身体很痛很痛，有一天我说，哎呀，就算了。
If I'm suffering great pain, I may think about it.
如果我人生很失落，有一天说，算了。
If our lives is full of disappointment or discouragement, we may also think about suicide.
在美国有一些名校，很多人都喜欢去的，其中一间就是 Cornell.
Of all the famous universities in America, one of the most famous ones is Cornell.
能够去 Cornell 的都是头脑聪明的孩子。
Many people who went there are very, very smart.
Cornell 校园很漂亮，但是有一条很深的河，有一条桥也蛮漂亮的。
And Cornell campus is very pretty. There's a river going through it, and there's a bridge over it.
有一次，有一个牧师带我去看校园的时候，他说：“刘牧师，这条桥叫做自杀桥。”
And someone who was touring, was Reverend Liu, mentioned that this bridge is a suicide bridge.
很多学生哦，因为功课压力太大，父母给他的压力太大，最后承受不了，就从那条桥跳下去。
Many students jump from that bridge because of the pressure of school or family.
有时候我们有受苦的时候，我们没有办法承担的时候，死是一个决定，但不是一个出路。
Often when we feel like the burden is too great for us, death became an option, even though it's not really a way out.
约伯靠近死亡，但是他从来没有想到要死的。
Job suffered to the point of death, but he did not think about death.
所以，既然不想死，想什么呢？
He didn't want to die, but what was he thinking?
想生呢？
He wanted to survive.
如果我不想黑暗，我就想光明。
If we don't want to think about darkness, we should think about light.
如果我不看后面，我要看前面呢？
We should not look back, we should look forward.
所以约伯就想，我要看在人生里头有没有生存的机会。
And Job wanted to look forward to see if there's any chance of survival.
所以他就在约伯记里头，约伯就问一个很重要的问题，在14章第14节。
So Job asked a very, very important question in chapter 14.
他说：“人若死了，岂能再活？再活呢？我只要在我一切征战的日子。”等我被释放或改变的时候来到。
If someone dies, will they live again? All the days of my hard service, I will wait for my renewal to come.
你读约伯记，你从头到尾看都是很黑暗的。
When you read the book of Job, it seems very dark throughout the whole book.
那每一个人的那些讲论都是很刺激人的。
The friends, their arguments are very depressing.
哎，但是偶然就有一个亮光闪出来，这一节就是一个亮光。人若死了，岂能再活呢？这是一个问题。基本上，人死了能不能活，弟兄姐妹？不能啊。
But there's once in a while in the book you see the light shining through, and this verse specifically asks about if a man dies, will he live again? And this is a good question. Can we live after we die?
基本上答案就是不能啊。
Basically, we cannot.
那不能还有希望吗？
Then where's our hope then?
在人是没有希望，但神总是有希望。
In human perspective, there's no hope, but in God, there is hope.
所以比如说我只要在我一切征战的日子，就是当我受尽苦难，在人生所有的事情想透、挣扎、奋斗、明白之后，我就会看到那个释放的时候来到。
You said all the days of my hard service, after all the suffering, after all the torture, after all that he had gone through, I will wait for my renewal to come.
哎呀，我这过去这十多年在外面常常传福音，我觉得有些人就是他觉得好像就不信。
Last few decades, Reverend Liu has been traveling and been preaching the gospel message, and some people, they just will not believe in the gospel message.
他说我好好的，我平平安安，又能赚钱，为什么要需要耶稣？ I don't need Jesus.
Some people, they're making a good living, they have a peaceful life, they think that they do not need Jesus.
后来我又发现一个事情，就是那些有问题啊，病得要死的人来找我，跟他讲就信了。
And yet, often when people who are sick or would have great difficulties, they came to seek a counselor from Reverend Liu, and they were more open to the gospel message.
所以我就得到一个明白。
Then we understand.
人真的要走到尽头，有问题、受苦、生病、癌症，但是不要太严重的时候，他就会来信。
Often men, when they encounter a problem, when they're suffering, when they're diagnosed with cancer, that's the time that they're more open to the gospel message.
但是我也不能祷告每个人都有问题才来信主啊。
But you can't pray that people will have lots of problems so that they can accept.
你知道什么时候教会会增长吗？
Do you know when can the church grow?
就是在外面的人碰到焦头烂额，没有出路的时候。
It's when people who are in the world have a struggle and fail and encounter difficulty, that's the time that they come into church.
很可惜啊。
But this is indeed a very sad situation.
我也不说，在苦难的尽头，我看到被释放的时候来到。
But here it's at the end of suffering, he can see the day of renewal to come.
这个字不容易翻译，所以你看和合本。还放了一个改变，因为放到底翻成释放好呢，还是翻成改变好？那个翻译圣经人不是那么确定。
The original Hebrew word is very difficult to translate. You can translate as a release, renewal, or you can translate as a transformation. 哎，
释放就是说，哎呀，我从这一切能够脱离这个人生罪恶死亡的捆绑。
We can talk about being released from all the suffering and all the bondage of life.
其实这个字是讲到改变或者更新的意思。
But the actual meaning is really more of a transformation, of a renewal.
曾经用来描写一棵老树，它都几乎要死了，被倒下来了，剩下就是那个树头。
It's used to describe a tree that has fallen and it only have a tree stump left.
就好像一个人年纪大了衰老了最后病了倒了就倒下来。
Like a man who was sick and became very ill and had fallen.
代表死亡。
Represent death.
诶，但是你发现有一天很奇怪啊，在这个树老树头里头忽然长出一个新的枝子出来。
But one day you see a new shoot coming out of the tree stump.
哎呀，我们要等候那一个时刻。
That's the time that we need to wait for.
我们肉体一天比一天衰老。
Our body is getting weaker and weaker every day.
不要忘记上帝那个树芽将从我们的生命发出来。
But we know that we have a spiritual renewal in Christ. That will be a new shoot that's coming out.
以后就长大。
And will continue to grow.
以后完全不一样的树。
We'll completely different tree.
有一个人讲，他说，死亡是最后的睡觉，死亡是最后的睡觉，不，它是最后的醒觉。
An American author says, death is not the last sleep, it's really the last awakening. It's the last awakening.
死亡不是最后的睡觉，死亡是最后的苏醒。
Death is not the last sleep, it's the last awakening.
还有个人说，你必须死亡，如此才能跨出永生路的第一步。
And someone else said, the first step to eternal life is that you have to die.
所以耶伯就开始明白，他的眼目就看到永恒的境界。
That opened the eyes of Job to see the eternal perspective.
所以耶伯记第十九章二十五到二十六节。
In Job 19, 25 to 26.
他说：“我知道我的救赎主活着，末了必站立在地上。我这皮肉灭绝之后，我必在肉体之外得见神。”
Because I know that my Redeemer lives.And that in the end, he will stand on the earth. And after my skin has been destroyed, yet in my flesh I will see God.
有时我们基督徒还有一般人不明白，就是我们总是在肉体，在这个世界里头去寻找神。
Often we don't understand that we are seeking God in this physical world, in our flesh.
这也是一种认识神的方式。
This is a type, a way to get to know God.
但是假设有一天这个人也不存在了，世界也不存在，我们到一个境界能够得见神，那才是最高的荣耀。
But one day when we no longer exist, when the world no longer exists, we could still see God. That is truly the greatest glory.
在肉体之外，在一切一切的之外，我们可以认识我们的神。
Then beyond our flesh, beyond this world, that we can see God.
而耶伯第一次提到在旧约里头这个救赎主。
And this is the first time Job talked about this Redeemer.
这个救赎主是那位帮助我们脱离困难，把我们从极难、危险、罪恶中拯救出来那一位神，就是救赎主。
This Redeemer is a God that can save us out of our suffering and our torture life.
所以以赛亚说，这个救赎主就是以色列的圣者。
And Isaiah says, this Redeemer indeed is the Holy One of Israel.
我们人能复活吗？
As human being, can we be resurrected?
耶稣基督肯定能复活，因为他是神。
Jesus is God, he can be resurrected.
那我们人，这些肉体的人，这些绝望的人，可以复活吗？
But for human being, can we be resurrected?
那保罗在哥林多前书十五章三十二节说，若死人不复活，我们就吃吃喝喝吧，因为明天就死了。
Paul in 1 Corinthians 15:32 says, if we fought wild beasts with...
Oh, 下面 second part.
Next part.
对。
这里面。What have I gained if the dead are not raised? Let's eat and drink, for tomorrow we die.
如果人没有希望，我想每天去找好吃的东西就可以了。
If we have no hope, we just live in this world, then just eat and drink and be merry.
我很久没有回来这里，回来这里的时候发现最热闹的地方就是那些什么八十五啦，吃点心的地方。
And you have not been in Torrance for a while. You came back, you realize the most happening place is like in cafes and restaurants.
昨天早上跟朋友在八十五喝咖啡的时候，还那么多人，我想为什么我们教会没有人排队进来呢？
Yesterday we went to 85 degrees C and in the cafe, there's a long line. So how come there's no long line coming into our church?
所以我就在想，他们的面包到底做到怎么的面包，那些人那么喜欢。
So how good is their bread that these people like this so much? They're willing to stand in line for it.
我就想他的咖啡到底怎么特别，这么谁吸引别人？
How good is that coffee that it attracts people to come?
我在想，难道他的面包还比得上我们的圣经的真理吗？我在想这些问题。
Is the bread better than the truth in the Bible?
那也不可能，因为圣经说人活着不是单靠食物吗？但是为什么这人排队过来没这里排呢？
That's impossible because the Bible says man does not live on bread alone, and yet these people are waiting in line to get bread and they're not willing to come into the church.
我不会嫉妒别人成功，我常常在想别人成功的时候，到底我们可以做什么使我们教会不一样。
I'm not jealous of other people's success, but we think about how we can make our church different so that we can attract more people to come.
所以我在想，哎呀，到底他们有什么窍，是我们还不明白。
So what kind of a secret to their success?
后来有人说，哦，他们在开分店。
And someone said they already are opening a branch.
那是在中国开了不知道四百间。
And in China opened hundreds of stores.
我心想这有什么了不起？这个就是我们圣经讲的门徒训练，就是倍增。
It's almost like the discipleship training that you multiply your church.
其实神给我们很多窍，但是我们就是要明白怎么做。
God has given us many ways, yet we need to know how to implement.
难道我们的福音比不上那些面包吗？
course our gospel message is better than their bread.
耶稣明明讲, 你吃面包, 吃了, 明天还要去吃, 所以你们常常回去买, 就是因为你吃了,
Jesus said you eat the bread today and you'll be hungry again tomorrow, so that's why there's so many people buying so many bread every day.
咖啡喝了还会喝渴,
After the coffee, you're thirsty again and you want more.
耶稣说我的水是活水你喝永远不渴我们一定要知道这神的东西太好了
Jesus is the living water that you will never be thirsty again. This is a great message.
人死了会复活吗? 我们就看见能的, 因为耶稣叫拉撒路复活。
After a man died, can he be resurrected? We see that indeed it can happen because we can see that Jesus resurrected Nazareth.
有些人不相信, 不可能, 但是圣经明明讲, 拉撒路死了四天, 你知道死了四天是死到底了, 不是说半死, 有些人半死, 死了几个小时或可能, 那个不死, 还没有死, 是没有死透。
The Bible talks about Lazarus' death. He died for 4 days. It's a complete death, not just half dead or pretend to be dead or just dead for a few minutes.
但是这个是死了四天, 这肯定是死透了。
So he died for 4 days. It's completely dead.
你不相信, 去问医生看,
you can ask the doctor to diagnose him.
但是连他的亲戚姐妹都说死了, 你太迟了, you're too late.
Even his families told Jesus, Master, you're too late.
耶稣怎么说呢?
What did Jesus said?
他说, 你若信, 必看见神的荣耀。
He said, if you believe, you will see God's glory.
我们人常常说, 以为一般人我们说, 你若信, 你一定看见拉撒路从死里复活。
We may say that if you believe, you will see Lazarus be resurrected.
你若信, 你看见他的病一定好,
if you believe, you may get healed.
你又信, 你一定看见工作就临到他的身上。
If you believe, then you will find a job, for example.
我们还是把目光放在世上的事情。
We talk about things of this world still.
但是耶稣说什么呢?
But what did Jesus say?
耶稣说你若信, 你要看见神的荣耀。
But Jesus said, if you believe, you will see the glory of God.
保罗在哥林多前书第十五章五十五节，他说：“是啊，你得胜的权势在哪里？是啊，你的毒钩在哪里？”
Paul in 1 Corinthians 15 verses 55。哥林多前书十五章五十五节。 Says, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 55. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting?
那保罗讲到他第一次很有信心的敢对死亡做出挑战。
The first time that God, Paul was able to challenge death.
以前是死亡威胁我们。 今天我们可以向他做出挑战。
Before that, you were threatened by death, but now you can actually challenge death.
为什么呢? 因为耶稣基督从死里复活了。
Why? Because Jesus has been resurrected.
他可以把同样那种他的复活的能力用在我们的身上。
He can use his power of resurrection in our lives also.
所以圣经 保罗就用了两个很重要的譬喻 metaphor 来解释这种改变。
So Paul used two different metaphors to explain this change.
其实用三个，第一个就是说人死了就是灭亡 ，he perished.
The first one is that a person died, he perished.
人死了就死了，就灭亡。
If after death you perished.
然后保罗接着说。 叫我睡觉，他说不，他说十哥林多前书十五章五十一节，他说我如今把一件奥秘的事告诉你们，我们不是都要睡觉，乃是要改变。那他在这里提到两个，就是睡觉还有改变。In
1 Corinthians 15:51, it says, "Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep." but we will all be changed. Here, talk about sleep and talk about changed.
我们人生从出生过了几十年，最后死了。
In our life, from birth, after a few decades to death.
啊，这个死基本上就是死，什么都完了。
The death signifies the end.
就是灭亡。
It perishes.
但是因为耶稣基督他复活了，保罗说我们其实在睡觉。
But because the resurrection of Jesus, we're actually just asleep.
假设有一天我死了，我不是灭亡，我是在睡觉。
One day when we die, we do not perish, we're just sleeping.
我人生经历不多，但是睡觉这个经历却是不少的。
We all experience the sleep.
我每天睡醒之后，我都会起来。
Every day after sleep, we wake up in the morning.
我到今天还没有一次说睡觉不起来的。
So far, there's not a single time that we went to bed and we did not wake up.
所以保罗用这个睡觉就是说，凡是睡觉的都会。醒过来。
Paul is saying that if you go to sleep, you have, there's a time that you will wake up.
但是要注意，睡觉并不会改变人生的。
But sleeping but alone will not change your life.
有些人说，我要减几磅，晚上去睡觉，早上起来还是一样没有减的，没有改变。
You may think about losing weight, but you go to bed and you wake up with the same weight.
哦，今天我的脾气不好，我去睡觉，醒过来脾气。还是不好。
Today I have bad temper. I go to bed and I wake up. I still have bad temper.
意思说睡觉本身本质上并不会改变人。
Sleep by itself will not change a person.
我睡之前那个样子跟我睡醒的那个情况基本上相差无几。
Whatever condition you are when you go to bed, you wake up with the same condition.
如果我们死了只是睡觉，没有后面那一段。那醒过来有什么意思呢？
If our death is only a sleep, but when you wake up it's still the same, then it's meaningless.
所以保罗才说，我们不都是要睡觉，乃是要改变。
But Paul here specifically saying that we will not all sleep, but we will all be changed.
意思说，当我第一次的睡，当我睡的时候，我醒过来的时候，会跟我前面那个。完全然不一样。
This time, after this type of sleep, you wake up, you will be a complete new being.
哦，这个改变我没有办法用人的文字来形容是怎么的改变。
It's a change, and we cannot describe with words.
那保罗在哥林多前书十五章二十节，他曾经讲到，但基督已经复活了。成为睡了之人出熟的果子。
And Paul says, but Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep.
耶稣为我们开了一条路，我们要跟着他。
Jesus has opened a path for us to follow.
所以当耶稣死在十字架上的时候，很多人说完了，完了，完了。
When Jesus died on a cross, many people said it is finished.
因为没有人明白，就是耶稣就像一般的人死了就完了。
So most people did not understand. They thought death means the end of his ministry.
但是是成了，耶稣说。
But indeed, it's completed.
成了，我想几乎没有人明白他在讲。
People did not understand what he was saying.
所以大家都很伤心，他被埋葬了三天。
He was crucified, he was buried, and people were very sad for 3 days.
耶稣睡了。
Jesus fell asleep.
他复活了。
And then he resurrected.
那是改变。
That indeed is a change.
那是改变。
It's a great change.
所以为什么保罗说他成了睡了之人出熟的果子。
So Paul said he is the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep.
如果你是种果树的，你就明白，当你看见树上很多的果子，那里出熟的， 刚刚熟，那个就是成熟的果子。
If you have a fruit tree, you understand the lots of fruits on the tree, and when they just turn ripe, the first one.
那一粒是最美、最漂亮、最甜，但是你知道，它要把所有后面的果子带到成熟的地步。
The first fruit is the most beautiful and the best one, and yet you know that all the other fruits will follow, and they'll also ripen.
我这个礼拜在你们这里觉得非常好啊，你们觉得你们地方很漂亮，但是比不上我们那边。
Rowan Liu feel like it's very nice to come back to visit, but Torrance may not be as nice as Pennsylvania.
明天我就回去了。
Tomorrow he's going back.
我来的时候，我门口的花还没有开，但是明天我回去，他们就开欢迎我回家。
When he left, there was no flower yet, but he.Faith that when he went back, there will be lots of flowers welcoming him back.
你在这个春天的来到，尤其在东岸的时候，哎呀，我们一个冬天的寒冷，好像那种消沉、冰冷、死亡的状况，忽然间你看见一切都生长起来。
In the East Coast, after a very severe winter, of darkness and suffering and death, that when the spring comes, you really feel that renewal.
所以马丁路德说，神。神把复活的应许放在每一片春天的叶子，还每一朵春天的花上，给我们看见。
Martin Luther says, God put the hope of resurrection in every leaves and every flowers in the spring.
所以保罗说，我们肉体虽然一天一天的毁坏，但是我们的内心一天一天的更新。
So Paul says, even our body is getting weaker and weaker every day, it becomes more corrupted, yet our spiritually we are renewed.
我们的心意更新而变化。
Our mind is being renewed and changed and transformed.
只要人生一天的岁月增加，我们成为一个更好、更良善、更爱主、更诚实。更美的一个人。
Every day we can become a person that is better, that loves God more, and more mature spiritually.
要在今生活出基督复活的样式。
That in our lives we should live out the resurrected life of Jesus.
所以神的改变不只是等到我们死了以后，神的改变就是当我们把基督放在我们心中那一天就开始。
So God's change actually starts from the day that we accept Jesus into our hearts.
所以我没有理由说我今天比不上昨天好。
So there's no reason for us to say that today is not as good as yesterday.
我今年还不如我去年，我们没有理由这样讲的。
This year is not as good as last year. We have no reason to say that.
我们要相信明年一定比我今年更好。
We want to believe that tomorrow is better than today, next year is better than this year.
将来一定比我今生更荣美。
The future is more beautiful than our lives today.
愿基督复活的大能临到你的身上。
May the power of resurrection come into our life.
我们来祷告。
Let's pray.